Bukhim Abayim to the ninth and continuing series of Shi'urim on the sources of the Halacha as they emerge from the Gemara and to the Shulchan Aruch and to the Poskim. The topic that we spoke about last time is the famous dispute between the Magen Avraham and the Gaon. How do we organize the hours of the day? In other words, does the day begin from Omer HaShachar Tzitzit HaChavir, and therefore the 3 hours of the day which Chazal speak about, either in reference to Kriya Shema, or the 4 hours in reference to Tefillah, are being measured from Omer HaShachar, or are in fact the 12 hours a day run from Netzach Hama to Shkia. In other words, is it a Sunday or is it a light day? If it's a light day, it goes from Omer HaShachar to Tzeis. If it's a Sunday, then it goes from Netzach Hama until the Shkia. In other words, from when the sun starts shining until when the sun sets. Now, the focus of the Machloikas, the Gaon, that being the Magen Avraham, which appears in Siman Nun Ches in Orei Chaim, Magen Avraham wants to claim that even though in different areas, for example, regarding Tfilas Mincha, regarding Plaga Mincha, there's a dispute among the Poskim, do we measure the hours according to the Sunday and according to the light day? Nonetheless, says the Magen Avraham, it's clear from the Tosfos in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and from the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis that the 3 hours that a person has to say Kriya Shema in the morning certainly begin with Omer HaShachar. And the Magen Avraham's chief raya, chief proof, was the Tosfos in Brochos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and there the Tosfos seemed to indicate clearly, and also from Gimel Amud Beis, the Tosfos indicate clearly that the hours that are measured in Kriya Shema up to 3 hours begin with Omer HaShachar, given the fact that the Ashmeiros of the night end with Omer HaShachar. That was the Shita of the Magen Avraham. The Gaon in the Bi'ah HaGra'ah in Siman Tav Nun Tes wages an entire attack, an entire battle, the gist of which is that the day, every aspect, every halachic aspect of the day is measured from Netzach Hama until the Shkia. And one of the chief rayas and proofs, sources of the Gaon's position, is a Gemara in Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. There the Gemara brings, in Psachim, in Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, there the Gemara brings a brayse of Rabbi Yehuda to refute an opinion of Rava and Rabba Bar Bar Chana at Ula. And Rashi learned the Gemara as indicating that the refutation of the Braisa, the refutation of Rabba Chana by the Braisa of Yehuda, was chiefly with respect to the amount of time from Omer HaShachar till Neit or from Shkia until Tzeis. Right? Ula having held that the amount of time was a period was called 5 mil, and Rabbi Yehuda asserting that it was 4 mil. However, the Gaon, based upon the Yerushalmi, argues on Rashi, and the Gaon based on the Yerushalmi argues on Rashi. The Yerushalmi clearly indicates that the 10 pasois that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about is going from Netzach Hama until the Shkia, in which case the Gemara's conclusion is twofold. Number one, that the interval from Omer HaShachar until Netz, or from Shkia till Tzitzit HaChavir, is 4 mil and not 5 mil. That's conclusion number one. And conclusion number two is the 10 parsois, the 40 mil, which have to be divided in 12 hours, which constitute the day, run only from Netzach Hama until Shkia. And that is the maskara of the Gemara. So in other words, the Gaon argues on Rashi's reading of the Gemara based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, the Gaon in the Bi'ah HaGra'ah in Tav Nun Tes, in fact, actually understands that whenever Chazal speak about hours of the day, they're speaking about Netzach Hama, from Netzach Hama to Shkia.
Can I clarify? The Magen Avraham is only arguing regarding times of Kriya Shema Davening. He doesn't argue in terms of I don't know,
we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about Kriya Shema.
Anything else to do with times you have Kriya Shema?
That might be. Well, certainly. I mean, the Zohar Rabbi Yehudeya, but for example, it's pretty clear, and for example, in Hilchos Nida, that we go from Neis to Shkia, because everything is contingent directly based upon the sun. I think there's a shock that says like
so
that.
So the Magen Avraham is only arguing...
The Magen Avraham, right, the focus of the going of the Magen Avraham is only on the 3 hours of Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham indicates here that there's a machloikis regarding what's called Plaga Mincha. Right now the Magen Avraham is speaking about Kriya Shema. Now, the Goyin says, now where I left off the last year was, the Goyin says, right, V'chein b'chol makoy, right? Says the Goyin in all places, namely also in Kriya Shema Torah. We got the very end of Yagro in Tuf Nun Tes, in Sif Katin, I believe it's Sif Katin Hey, right? Avshin Zemano Atzis Chachavim, even though Zeman of Kriya Shema at night is Tzitz Chachavim, Bikomakom Hacheshben Shalashoyis Atzkiyas Acham. In other words, the Cheshben, the accounting of the day, goes from Neis to Shkiyas Acham. And the Goyin, in fact, levels a two-headed attack. Attack number one is, says the Goyin, in the beginning of his Hagor in Tof Nun Tes, says the Goyin, we know that and Chazal say, the Medrash says, that during Nisan, during Tishrei, the day and the night are equal. Says the Goyin, that's only true if you measure the day from Neitz until Shkia. If you measure the day from Obed HaShachar until Tzeis, then even during Nisan, during Tishrei, even at the equator, in other words, the day comes out to 16 hours. So in other words, the Goyin says, the Metzias is, if Chazal assert that during time of Nisan and Tishrei, the day and night are equal, says the Goyin, and he quotes the Tichonim, or the astronomers, the Goyin says, the Metzias, the reality is that to say that in Nisan and Tishrei, the day is equal to night, will only be true if the day is considered to be from Neitz HaChama until the Shkia. That's point number one. Point number two, says the Goyin, we see clearly in the Gemara that the day, what's called the day, right, and what's called the hours of the day, in other words, a person going 40 mil, 10 pasoi for the daytime, is defined only from the Neitz HaChama until the Shkia. So that is, in fact, actually the Goyin's two major arguments, and the Goyin says anything connected to this, we'll see, is called a Shekem HaFursa. Now, the fact is that the Goyin is going to be chalik on the Tosfos, right? Because the Tosfos in Brachos, in Daf Gimel of Aleph, there the Tosfos, I'm looking actually for the Tosfos in Brachos, and for Baruch Hashem, in Gimel of Aleph, the Tosfos in Gimel Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil, Leman de Gamil Beis Ofel, so this is where the Raita Magen Avraham says the Tosfos. The Braisa brings, the Gemara brings a Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says there are three Mishmaris, and the Gemara in its conclusion said that there are three Ashmeres to the night, and the Maskon conclusion of the Gemara is that the third Ashmeres, right, ends with Isha, Tida Gein Mishad Eimoi, Isha Masaperas and Baila, and the Tosfos ask the question that the Braisa of Sholosh Mishmaris and these Simonim go, the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer. So, says Tosfos, how can you say that when the Isham, how can the Gemara say that when Tidak Yerid Vishad Ima, Isham Zambayla means the Simon of the last Hashemayla, right? When this happens, a person should get up and read Kriya Shema, and this is according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer says a person, the Rabbi says later on, Tezim Abeis, that a person reads Kriya Shema only at the time Shiyakya B'Tchelis Lakansi. And Tosis understands that, in fact, this time is Amar HaShachar. That's the end of the Hashemayla. So says Tosis says, as soon as we have an Ishim as a person Baila, by the time the person gets up and begins reading Kriya Shema, it's already a time of what? Of Makya Ben Tchelis Lakansi. So the so in other words, when the Gemara says it gets a Kriya Shema, the Tosfos obviously learns the Gemara speaks what's called Lav Davka. We shouldn't understand the Gemara literally. Says the Goyin, I have a Davka understanding of the Gemara, because the Goyin points out here in Tof Nun Tes that Rabbi Eliezer also holds in the Mishnah in Tesamut Beis that Kriyishma is until Neitzachama. Rabbi Yez's opinion is that you can't read Kriyishma after Neitzachama. So says the guy, when the Gemara says to get up and read Kriyishma and Gimel Aleph, the Gemara is not speaking to the Zriza, to get up at the first time to read it. The Gemara is speaking to Miss Atzlim, a lazy person. This person is sleeping. This person is sleeping. And he's sleeping so late, it's going to become Neitzachama. So as soon as Isha Mesaperas and Baila, right? Isha Mesaperas and Baila, and she didn't yet Mishay the Imai, he should get up. Because that's Neitzachama. And she read Kriya Shema immediately. And that's the Loshen of the Goyim. The Loshen of the Goyim is, right? He brings the Gemara, the Magen Avraham, and he brings the Gemara and Baruchas Gimel and Gimel Beis. And what says the guy, I want you to speak the language of the guy. Very strong language. Alfa lefima shaka safti, hu sheka lefulsam. It's a lie. It's a known lie. Shashay shoyz. That means the 6 hours. Misaymen biyoin beinei b'nei tzachama. That was the hours. The 6 hours. Right? End. After chatzoyz end, at the tzachama. Right? The gamkushis ha-tezas now, right? Shabli Ezel ha-timing, in other words, to answer the kasha of Tosa, whatever it goes to Shitosa, the gomeras ima neitzachama. According to Ezel, you end with neitzachama. The vaday ha-ido, hehi eidel ha-zrizim ki im lebes atzlem. It's coming to people who are lazy or sleeping by the time when neitzachama comes. V'zah ha-sheikhe ba-shmei ha-chreina, etc., etc., says the goyim. So in other words, the Goyim basically argues straight on the Tosfos. The Tosfos thought that Gemara was speaking about Amar HaShachar. And therefore there was a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer from the time the Kriyishma begins, which is when the Makib B'Tichas Lakar say. So the Goyim says, no, Chas V'Shalom, Shekem U'Forza. The Ashmeres of the evening end at the Tzachama, when the Gemara says, get up, it's Rabbi Eliezer Shitosai, that the end of Kriyishma is the Tzachama, you better get up and read right now, otherwise you miss the man Kriyishma. That's where the Goyim learns.
What does he mean by
Shechem Uforsim? A Shechem Uforsim is that the day begins at Amar HaShachar.
I mean, he thinks Tosfos is lying, or he thinks that they...
No, they're not lying. A Shechem Uforsim means you see clearly from all these Gemaras, you see from my empirical proofs of Bitzios, is that the day begins at Neitzachama. Therefore, the Hashemotas of the night, and not at Amar HaShachar, but at Neitzachama. I think Shechem Uforsim can also refer to the fact that the Goyim says, look, we see clearly, if the night and day are equal during Nisan and Tishrei, it must be begin from Neitzachama. Anyway, Shechem Uforsim. Okay. So that's the opinion of the Goyim. Now, what's interesting is that it's not really clear who agrees with the Goyim. There appears... What? No, that's not true. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but anyway, I don't know, it might be true. The Bala Tanya says clearly in Nunches that we measure the 3 hours from Amar HaShachar. I don't know where anyone got the Bala Tanya agrees with the guy. In Nunches, look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav. There, the Bala Tanya says explicitly in Siman Nunches that the 3 hours are that the person has the 3 hours from Amar HaShachar. Ayin Hei, Amar HaShachar. And I haven't, maybe we should go to Kudus Achle, but that's what he clearly says in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now, so who agrees with this? I don't think there's really anyone who says it's Muslim like this. The Magen Avraham says what he says. The Raya from Tosfos is clearly a good, my opinion, it's a Raya. Tosfos certainly holds like that. In other words, you can argue on a Tosfos, but certainly holds like that. The only raya the Goins might have is from the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Brochas, where he indicates that the time from Rosh Hashanah to Neitz is 72 minutes, which is 4 meal. But there's a stira in the Perush Mishnayos in the Rambam. In Psacha, the Rambam indicates that it's 5 meal. Okay? But you see, if it's 4 meal, you're in the ballpark. At least you could say 4 meal is 18 minutes. And you can say that the aboyim, the 40 meals from Neis is 12 hours. But that's not necessarily true, too, because the Tumas HaDashen also learns that it's 18 minutes for a different reason. He also has the 12 hours, and 40 minutes from Manashach is at 6. But at least the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos is not a stira to the Goyim. The Rambam in Brochas, the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos, the Goyim brings it. And So in other words, the Gaon Asher wants to say about the Rambam that they had different gifts from the Gemara.
Where's the other Rambam?
Well, one is in the Perush Mishnayos in Brachos, the first Mishnah in Brachos, and one is the first Mishnayos in Psachim. The Gaon brings it, okay? But there's not... The point is, the Magen Avraham says what he says. He brings it right from Tosfos, and I don't see that anybody after the Magen Avraham argues on the Magen Avraham. And so they never shut him otherwise. Okay, now, this really brings me up to really what I want to speak about today. And namely, so who do we paskin like? So, the Chazon Ish in Siman Yud Gimel speaks about this. Okay? And actually, in fact, in Siman Yud Gimel, you have the main. Siman Yud Chazon speaks about the Magen Avraham and the Gaon. The Chazon goes into a lot of detail. And then there are two mechtavim, two letters of the Chazon Ish. And the two letters of the Chazon Ish, they're all in Siman Yud Gimel, right? Actually related to this psak of the Gaon. Because it appears that the Gaon is arguing on the Rishayim, arguing everybody who came before him. Certainly no one says explicitly what the Gaon says. Now, so I want to read from different parts of the Chazon Ish and how the Chazon Ish is actually how it relates to this psak of the Gaon. The Chazon Ish says in Siman Yud Gimel, in Sif Katan Gimel, it's the second column in the standard edition of the Chazon Ish, the second paragraph, says the Chazon Ish, "Umitchila pirush agroa tam yudches minut bishum diyud pasoyis hu me'omer shachas echovim vu yed beishoyis." In other words, that was the Tumas Hadashen. Tumas Hadashen also took it from Omer Shachal Tzotzeis, which is 40 meal. So basically you take 40 meal and you take 12 hours, you get 18 minutes. Uvazeh kosav agot is a shgoga. It's a mistake. The body, okay, be Pesach b'Ushalayim, yeshu b'Shoyis b'Nesach Hama Shkes Hachama. In other words, certainly, certainly it says the Gaon that there were 12 hours in Yerushalayim, in Nisan, from Netzachama to Shkes Hachama. That's actually what the Gaon says. In other words, we know for sure that the daytime and the evening are equal in Yerushalayim around Nisan, and that's from Netzachama to Shkes. We see that. Aval amay de maska gro shiyu chas bina nachon, sh'av sh'yomu yud pei shoyz, Netzachama to Shkes Hachama. V'anu magro koveya, in other words, like this. It is true that the Gaon is right. There was the Gaon is right that there are 12 hours from Netzach Hama until Shkia in Yerushalayim. But that's a metzius. That's a reality. Okay? But says the Chazon Ish, v'am not, nonetheless, ha'gor koveya de'gam gimel shoyz to Kriya Shema in Netzach Hama. But who says that the 3 hours of Kriya Shema are mentioned from Netzach Hama? Who says that? In other words, the metzius is 12 hours, 60 minutes, in Nisan, from Netzach Hama to Tishrei, when the Gemara says the day and night are equal. But who says we measure the 3 hours, we measure from Netzach, maybe we measure from Amar HaShachar, since, by the Eved, a person can read Kriya Shema from Amar HaShachar. Can you understand my Yom HaLeil HaShachar? Right? Aber Amar HaGoyim Kaveya, the Gam Gimel Shoyz Kriya Shema from Netzach Hama, why? Can you Leilam Nechshav HaYom HaLeil HaShachar, Ve'ein Se Elim Nachshav HaYom HaLeil HaShachar? In other words, if we say that the day and night are equal, and I'm adding during Nisan and Tishrei, right? You can only say that if you're counting the hours from Neis to Shkia, which means, what is the Chazon Ish saying? What is the Chazon Ish saying, Mishem the Gaon? The Gaon is not bringing me proof that I calculate the hours from Amar HaShachar. The Gaon is just saying is the concept of an hour. Namely, that hours, the amount of hours are equal in day and night during Nisan and Tishrei, right? That's only true in Metzias and reality if I consider the day as going from Netzach Hama to Shkia. The Gaon is not making a halachic argument. He's making an astronomical argument. For Amdam, says the Chazon Ish, here you see the Chazon Ish says, Ein Zehecha Gomor. This doesn't prove that Magen Avraham is wrong. Came to the Inyan Dini HaTeira, Mimra Shach Yimamahu. Shabbi Yesh Leimai. In other words, according to the Torah, the day begins, but the Eved, Ramad HaShachar, the Mishnah Megillah says, the Chachina, every mitzvah of the Yom is from Netzach Hama, v'im asa mi'Ramad HaShachar Yotza, including Kriya Shema. In other words, says the Chazon Ish, it might be that astronomically, and the Torah would agree with this, that the hours of the day, the astronomical hours of the day, are from Neith to Shkia, but nonetheless, who says that with respect to the halachic measurement of Kriya Shema, I have to measure from Netzach Hama. The Jewish day lahalacha b'diavad begins at Abba Shacha. So, in other words, the Goyim is not really addressing directly the issue of Kriya Shema. This is the Chazon Ish is making a very, very strong argument against the Goyim. El mestavlili lahagod l'agor, says the Chazon Ish, but the Goyim must have held, the kevin the tama dova the chatz is man yesh poilem shacham al oretz the chatz is man shenacham al oretz mestava shayim b'dav chazal hayno meitzacham. The Goyim says it's mestava that sins. The night time and the daytime during Nisan Tishrei are equal. And that's to do and that's a Sunday. So when Chazal speak about 3 hours, they're speaking about the astronomical day, which is from Nes to Shkia. In other words, the Goyim is making a general argument that we speak about hours of the day. We can only mean Nes to Shkia, and that has to apply to Kriya Shema too. Okay? The Chazon Ish, right, then brings the Magen Avraham. And he says, right? Chazon Ish says, he brings the Magen Avraham, that the 3 hours of Kriya Shema is from Avraham Shachar, and he proves this from the Gemara in Gimel Al Gimel Beis, the proofs we went through already, says the Chazon Ish. Now the Chazon Ish says, also Ein Zamucha, because it could possibly be when the Gemara says, I need 2 hours, Kadmu Einai Ashmeiles, right? It could be at least 2 hours, be more than 2 hours, from Netzachan. In other words, the Chazon Ish is not Muchach, but it's possible to learn the Gemara in a way differently than the Magen Avraham, or the Tosfos. Okay? Now, the question is, what is the Halacha? So, in Sifkat and Dalet, the Chazon Ish doesn't come to a very, very conclusive conclusion. The Chazon Ish says in Sifkat and Dalet, V'chein noyagim hakbei kagor. Many people are noyag like the Gor. V'machbirin, and some people are machbir from Rav Shachar, etc., etc. He brings both opinions. So in other words, in Siman Yud Gimel, it seems to me the Chazon Ish is merely presenting the two arguments, but nonetheless, there's not a conclusive halachic, conclusively, that we should go like the Goyim. However, this is in Siman Yud Gimel, in the what's called the proper halachic part of it. However, at the end of Siman Yud Gimel, in the Sefer Chazon Ish, there are two mechtavim, there are two letters. And what I want to do is, I want to look at Mechtav Beis, the second letter. It appears on page 44 in the standard edition of the Chazon Ish. And there the Chazon Ish, I don't know who he's writing to, I don't know the Rekha, the background of the letter, but there from this letter it's clear that the Chazon Ish is deciding like the Goyim. Okay? Now, first of all, background. The background is, the Goyim is clearly arguing on Rashi. We don't see any of the Rishonim arguing on Rashi, the Gemara and Pesachim. The Chazon Ish, the Goyim is also clearly arguing on Tosfos. So in other words, the Goyim is arguing with the Rishonim. That's clear. The Magen Avraham, right, states what he says, brings a raya from the Tosfos, and we don't see how the Achron challenges the Magen Avraham. So the Goyim appears to be arguing with the reading of the Gemara according to the Rishonim. Okay, now, so let me read from Mechtav Beis and Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, perhaps the most important central pasuk of the 20th century, right? How does the Chazon Ish adjudicate this halachic issue? Which is, of course, obviously incredibly relevant, especially now as we enter the Chodesh Nishan and it's Ben Azmanim, Ben Yeshiva Bachrim, get up late. When should we wake, if we should wake up our children, when should we wake them up? Okay. Let me read the Mechtav Beis of Chazon Ish. Acharei shedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, shehu begemar pesachet tzadar aleph, buvoram birushalmi, da asar psois b'neis hacham and shkis hacham. Says the Chazon Ish. Since it's clear, after it's been made clear, that the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna, which is brought, right, in pesachet tzadar aleph, according to the Rushalmi, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is calculating the 40 meal, the 10 pasois, from Netzachama until Watashkiya. The ancient remes big mother didn't plague. We have no remnants or allusion that our Gemara argues on this interpretation on this understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. The bepshitas mispareshes asugi kafir mavur birushami. I mean, one can easily learn the Gemara it's at a time of Sochem according to Rushami. Hahi to Rushami machras. So it turns out the Rushami's position, right, is machia. Says the Chazon Ish, af neged harambam, even connected the Rambam. Of course, it's a steer on the Rambam, we'll get to that a bit later. But the Chazon Ish says, in fact, is that if this, since the Rushami definitely puts Rabbi Yehuda's 10 pasayas from Neitz Shkia, our Gemara is, we don't see any indication of Gemara is arguing that. On the contrary, the Chazon Ish says it's Beruvach Yosef, he says the beginning of Yud Gimel. Then the Rushami, this reading of the Gemara, based on the Rushami, is Machriya even connected to Rambam. That's the Chazon Ish's position, which of course works very, very well into the Shita of the Rosh, which I think I mentioned at one time. Anyway, Daf Lamed Gimel Umar Aleph in Sanhedrin, there's a Rosh that raises the question, what's called a double Shema Minyan? And there the Rosh, I forget which Simon is in the Rosh in Sanhedrin, but there the Rosh clearly says that one can, that not only the Rishonim can argue on Ga'onim, anyone can argue on Ga'onim if he brings, if he has a Raya, which is Mukh from the Gemara itself. In other words, the box star stops at the Gemara. Anyone who has a conclusive Raya, right, that the Gemara is taking a certain position can argue even on those who came before him. Rishonim can argue on Ga'onim, and clearly this Rishonim can argue on Rishonim too. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Ella, says the Chazon Ish, but now the Chazon Ish pulls back a little bit. Ella shibas maneno, ain't on me yochel omad, but you can't say the Rambam is connected to Rishonim. You can't say definitely, because the Rambam of the Pesach Mishnayos and Brachos indicates that it's 18 minutes, a meal, which would fit into the Rishonim. You can't say definitely the Rambam is connected to Rishonim. I will an efshel of Torah, but nonetheless, since it's a suffix, and we can adjudicate it based upon the Rushami, so that's the halacha. Now what the Chazon Ish says, right, is that the hachra of the Rushami, which the Finley says, that Rabbi Yehuda goes from Neis to Shkia, it fits into the Bavli, there's no reason to assume the Bavli is arguing it, then, in fact, that's called achra. That's called adjudication. We are adjudicating this issue based upon the Gemara. The kol shekein, and certainly says the Chazon Ish, im adava yatzu pi achra, if this comes from the Gemara, says the Chazon Ish, shehu ke'echad min ha-rishonim. The Goyin is one of the rishonim. Asher nitan lo rishus, the shus, permission was given to the Goyin, lachloik al rishonim, to argue on the rishonim. Kol shekein says the Chazon Ish. In other words, we don't have to say here that me, the Chazon Ish, or the Achreinim, yours truly, who's reading this, is arguing on the Rambam. The Goyim is one of the Rishayim. The Goyim is the Malput on the Rambam. Or the other, or sorry, maybe the Rambam, you know, the Sofik, or the Rambam holds. But certainly, the Goyim is the Malput on the Tosfos on Rashi. It's a Kol shekein though. For Amnon, Chazon Ish says, the Gils of the Rishayim requires Tikkun, he changes the and he changes the gear so a little bit, you know, he fixes it up based upon the Gemara. Okay, now goes on the Chazon Ish, right? He points out this is the Rambam, the Perush of Mishnayos. Nonetheless, it's clear that the final maskana of halacha is going like the guy. I want to just mention, interesting enough is that, what about the Gemara in Daf Gimel and the Tosfos? So writes the Chazon Ish, Umashakasa the Gemara Gimel Aleph and Gimel Beis, or P. Divri at Tosfos Amagalavra. In other words, the person who was writing to him was probably saying, how can the Goyin argue on the Tosfos and the Magen Avraham? The law of Yedivri Agor, ain't the Badova Shum Safik, the Gimel Shoyis and Shoyis and Kedolis Lafi Yedivri Magen Avraham, Dainu Gavi Hayom. Right? However, right? No, but certainly according to the Magen Avraham, that you have to go from Rav Shacha. But he says, "Ain't shum tam shiach was a shoyz on Rav Shacha, which feels the man kriyash from the Rav Shacha." In other words, says the Chazanit, but there's no compelling reason to think that the 3 hours had to be from Rav Shacha because the man kriyash was from Rav Shacha. What? So, in other words, kevin shakavon lo idea safe as man, the safe as man only oilam achanet zacham. The tach zayron the rabbin. Neichel hagin sashah achayin lefi shoyz yom yis achle tzachama v'koshi kem bizman shal shoyz hen shoyz shal achle tzachama ad shkiz tzachama. The Chazon Ish, in my opinion, is dealing with the following question. But you know, I can read, in other words, we all know that the day begins at Amar HaShachar. B'dieved, the Jewish day begins at Amar HaShachar. Every mitzvah, the Gemara, the Mishnah is begil, v'duv Amar HaShachar, m'yotzeh. And not only that, Kriyishma can say b'dieved from Amar HaShachar. And so the Kriyishma night begins at Tzeis. In other words, we see that the Kriyishma day is from Amar HaShachar until Tzeis. So says the Chazon Ish. So, and also too, if the Gemara didn't say anything, if the Gemara didn't say anything, a person learns a sugya about Kriyishma, he should assume it's from Amar HaShachar. Says the Chazon Ish, the derech of the Gemara is only telling you the end of the Zman. So the Chazon Ish was bothered by the fact, I mean, the assumption would be, if the Gemara doesn't say anything about the Gimel Shoyz, 3 hours of Kriyishma, I should think it's from Amar HaShachar, because that's a natural way to cheshbon the day of Kriyishma. Says the Chazon Ish, no. That basically, the purpose of Chazal just wanted to indicate to people, what is the end of the Zman, and then the Zman can be from Netzachah. Okay? In other words, what the Chazon Ish is doing is saying the following thing. Since we have a Gemara that's Bachriya definitively, the reading of Pesachim, that the day is from Eitz HaChama to the Shkia, then that in fact defines the hours of the day of the fire from Eitz HaChama to the Shkia, and that adjudicates the Halacha, right? Any objection to this from the fact that Kli Yishma begins from Amar HaShachar, we can reconcile that. And it's not Mukhach that the Zman of Kli Yishma begins at Amar HaShachar. It's not much, it's not necessary from that. I come to the conclusion that 3 hours are actually calculated from Amar HaShachar. That's what the Chazon Ish says. So in other words, it's rather clear that the Chazon Ish here is being machriya, is adjudicating halacha in favor of the goy. That's what the Chazon Ish says. No, the Chazon understands that the Yerushalmi is machriya, the reading of the Gemara, that the day is from Neis to Shkia, and that hours of the day are calculated from Neis to Shkia. There should be no exceptions to the Torah whatsoever. And the fact that Kriyishma begins at Amar HaShachar is not relevant to this specific issue. In other words, because Chazal is just interested in telling me the end of the Zman, the Sof of the Zman, which can be calculated from Netzach Hamah. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Now, what's interesting is that B'derech HaPsak, we get this insight that what's Machriya is the Gemara. Ultimately, if the Rishonim is explicitly that Zman Kriyishma, the hours of the day, or from Neitz to Shkia, that's Machriya the Halacha, connected even the Rambam and all the Rishonim. I mean, the fact that the Goyin actually is one of the Rishonim is just a kol shekein in this case. But from the Chazon Ish, it's mashma that the Gemara and Pesachim is Machriya the Halacha. That's what the Chazon Ish conclusion is. Now, this is the Michtav of Chazon Ish, the second Michtav of Chazon Ish, which appears in Siman Yud Gimel. And it appears that the Chazon Ish is actually paskening pretty conclusively, that the day is from Neis to Shkia. In Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, I have a ha'or in my Chazon Ish. In Hilchos Pesach, the Chazon Ish says that the meal is 18 minutes, and that's the halacha. And even behefsed merubah, like in the case of matzah, we're now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and of course, in the botzek, the dough is left for 18, more than 18 minutes, a meal or more, then we assume it's chametz. So the Chazon Ish says, even behefsed merube, the halacha is that a meal is 18 minutes. That's the Chazon Ish paskins, and he says based upon the goy. So the Chazon Ish rules clearly like the Gaon. Clearly like the Gaon. Right? Okay? There's a first mechtav of the Chazon Ish, which is addressed to someone. I'm not exactly sure what the person was asking the Chazon Ish, but In any case, it's related to this issue, but it deals with the concept of what's called Shah Zamanias. Remember, up till now we've been assuming that you take the day, even if you take the day from Netzach Hamet to Shkia, and divide it to 12. So, for example, during the summertime, an hour is going to be more than 60 minutes. Halacha is more than 60 minutes. During the winter, it's going to be less than 60 minutes. It's only during Nisan Tishrei that the day are equal, according to Chazal, that an hour, a halacha hour is 60 minutes. Now, I'm not sure exactly to whom the Goyim is addressing in this Mechtav, but we do know that there are opinions of certain Achreidim who want to argue that the hours of Krishma have nothing to do with Shah Zamanias. Right? One of them is the Yaivitz, the Lechem Shamayim. The Yaivitz says, 3 hours, the time the Malachim get up, the kings get up, what should I do with Shah Zamanias? They sleep for 3 hours, and 3 hours times 60 minutes. The Bnei Yeshua in the Kuntas Achrin also wants to argue that in fact the concept of Shah Zaman is really the Rambam, but in fact actually he wants to argue that actually Lalacha, most opinions hold that we don't go by Shah Zaman, we go by, in this case, we go by an hour, which is 60 minutes. And I think there's actually a tshuva of the Minchas Aluza, that also actually, in fact, wants to argue that we don't necessarily go by Shah Zaman. And I even think the Maharasham in the Das Torah, I remember reading as a young boy, actually said that, in fact, actually, B'Shas Adchak, let's say, for example, during the winter time, when the halachic hour is much less than 60 minutes, one can actually, like fake or whatever it is, one could be makel and go by an hour of 60 minutes. So in other words, there's an entire list of achoinim who, in fact, are of the opinion that the shows, the hours of Krishna and Tefillah, are not shows of manis, but they're actually hours of 60 minutes that you look at your watch and you get 60 minutes. It's not a halachic hour. Now, the going in this first mikhtar, which is being addressed as someone who... Now, I imagine this is what the person is probably arguing. The going wants to claim, though. The going wants to claim that shows of manis is a very, very natural thing. Why is that true? Because the going wants to claim that we see that the times of Chazal, let's say, God, let's say, the Tamid, the Kabbalahs, right? And, you know, and they relate, of course, the Kabbalahs to Tefillah, have to do with the time of the day. Like a Minchas of the going is not, Chazal didn't express it in terms of hours. They express it in terms of a certain time of the day. And in fact, the Lashon of the Rambam in Krishma and Lashon of the Machaba is Ad Revias Hayom, a quarter of the day. In other words, if we see in the Gemara doesn't speak about, when the Gemara speaks about Kabbalah, Plaga Mincha, and speaks about the time of Mincha and Plaga Mincha in Gemara and Brachas and 4 Pekka Brachas, the Gemara does not use hours. The Gemara seems to indicate that it has to do with the daytime. Somehow the Kabbalahs are related to the daytime, in which case, says the Goyim, the hours, when Chazal give hours, 9.5 hours, 11 3/4 hours, for the times of Plaga Mincha, for Mincha Katana, the hours are merely an expression of the Jewish day, of which the times of Tefillah and Korbanos go according to the sun. In other words, the hours that Chazal give, that the Rishonim give, right, are only expressions of where the sun is holding on a specific day. The Chatzos is where the sun is overhead. So the Goyim wants to say that Shah Zamanim is a very natural way to calculate the day, because these Zamanim Meikara, the source of these Zamanim, are Chazal's understanding of where the sun is and what time of the day. That's what the Goyim wants to say. And it seems to me that because of this, the Goyim says is that, you know, Shah Zaman is a very natural way of understanding the times of the day based upon what we see, you know, the Gemara's understanding of the daytime when it speaks about Kabbalah or Tefillah, etc., etc. That's what the Goyim says. Of course, the Gemara in Brachos Avot Perek directly relates Machos Yehudu Chachamim in Tefillas Mincha, right, with the time of the Tomet Shal Ben Abayim. So that's what the Goyim argues. Now, the Gemara goes on, right, and speaking about this, he speaks about the Magen Avraham, And he says, at the very last paragraph, Ika Reisberg and Avram, the Menina Mi Omas Omer Ashacha, right? Put it one, let's say, right, Omer Ashacha, Im Loket Ein Cheshbon Taman Yishaos Begbar Mechufa, Lo Machor. The Epshon, the Ika Tfei Shizman Omer Ashacha Bav Sekes Ben Shoyz Halay Lo Chas Ondoim, etc. In other words, he brings the Magen Avram and says that, which he wants to say the following thing. What the Goyim seems to be saying in the Mechtav is the following thing. In other words, what the Chazanish is saying is that when Chazal took the day, they looked at the sun. It's clear in the Kabbalah, he says, because of Plaga Minch, and they looked at the sun. You can't, in other words, from Avon HaShachar, there's no way of measuring time. In other words, the time of the day is late, but in other words, if Chazal looked at the day and said Chatzos, and say this time of the day, they were clearly looking at the sun. Because where the sun is overhead is a clear indication of where a person is during the daytime. Which is a further raya to the position of the guy. In other words, it makes sense that if the Jewish day is calibrated according to the marking of the sun where it is in the sky, and that can only be from Netzach Hamah till Shkia. So therefore, all hours of the day are merely a consequence of that. In which case, there's no place for the Magen Avraham. So the Chazon Ish in Mechtav Aleph gives a very deep, I would say almost philosophical, refutation of the Magen Avraham. Because the calibrations of Chazal were not according to watches. They were according to natural events, which can only be the sun. So you can't speak about Omer HaShachar and Neitz. There's no way of calibrating that. You can only speak about Neitz to Shkia, because you can see where the sun, in other words, if you look at the globe, you can see where the sun begins, it rises in the east and sets in the west. So you can see clearly where the sun is.
Doesn't the Gemara give simanim though? Bishop Mr. Peres in Baila, isn't that a similar way of calibrating the...
That's true at night, but we're speaking about calibrating hours during the daytime. That's what the Gaon would say. In other words, the simanim are just sort of like, it's like, you know, there's simanim, terrestrial simanim, but really if I calibrate hours during the day, the hours will be calibrated according to the sun, because I can't see. You know, but I can only get an exact calibration when the sun is.
So, the darker that says, man began to be based off.
That's what I mean, right.
It's the only thing I can't see. They need to justify that because you can't see the sun.
I think the Braisa too is something I got it too. I'm not sure what the Braisa, in other words, in any case, the in other words, calibration of the day can only be by the sun, where the sun is in the sky, and that can only be from Neitz until Shkia. There's no sense in calibrating hours from before Neitz or after Shkia, because there's simply no sun. I don't know where the sun is. So, because of that, I have a deep reason for adopting the system of the Goyim. That's the Goyim. That's what the Chazon Ish should say. Okay. So Baruch Hashem, I think what we have over here is, I think we have actually several important yesodis in the Psak Halacha of the Goyim, which is an important thing, of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish is clearly machriya like the Goyim. And some of you give a not so much, but the Mechtav we see clearly yes. But I think really we have to summarize the following thing. The Chazon Ish understood, you know, there's something called Ika Svar and Ika Kha in the Gemara. That sometimes we bring a guy from a pasuk, sometimes we bring a guy from a svar. The Chazon Ish brings a pasuk and a svar. The pasuk is the Gemara in Pesachim. Says the Chazon Ish, given the Yerushalmi, there's clearly only one word we can learn the Gemara in Pesachim, Alibet Emes, right? And therefore, for sure, the 12 hours of the Jewish day are counted from Neitz and Shkia. The fact that I can read Kriya Shema from Avon HaShachar is irrelevant to calibrating the hours of the day. That's what Chazon Ish says. It's not relevant. And all the Gemaras and Gimel and Aleph Gimel Beis and Brachos could be understood, right, even according to the daytime Netzach Hamah calibration. So in other words, The Gemara is machmir. Can I get all the Rishayim? Says the Chazon Ish. In other words, if I have a, according to the Chazon Ish, if I have a clear reading of the Gemara, then no one can refute. Right? The Yerushalmi is clear. There's no indication the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. So that reading of the Gemara is good, even if all the Rishayim argue differently. I mean, Kol Shekhen the Goyim, the Rishayim. But the Chazon Ish's point is, a reading of the Yerushalmi refutes all the Rishayim. Lahalach lamaisa. Okay? That's point number one. Point number two in the Chazon Ish is, yeah.
That means he's saying the Rishon couldn't read the Gemara.
The Chazon Ish doesn't say that. The Chazon Ish says in bracket, I mentioned last time, Va'rushalmi lo haya b'yad Rishonim Zal b'kvius b'nei hanius. Whatever reason.
But they had no way of reading
Psachim,
sorry,
Dalid. Yeah, but you see, the Rosh that I mentioned in Sanhedrin says clearly that if a person would bring, that for example, he's speaking about the Rishayim and the Goyim. So he said that if a Rishon says something, but didn't see the Goyim, and had he said the Goyim, he would have changed his mind, then clearly, that's called Tovid Vamish.
So this.
Otherwise, if the Rishayim would have seen the Ushami, they clearly would not have read the Gemara the way they read it.
So, okay.
And therefore, clearly, we have to reject whatever they say.
So we have to, just to limit Rabbi Trutz's statement of the Chazon Ish's principle, whenever there's a clear reading of the Gemara based on something the Rishonim didn't see.
Right, we can overturn the Rishonim, right.
But if the Rishonim would have had access to that material, then we can't overturn the Rishonim based on the Gemara.
Okay, so like I said before, in other words, that's a little bit of a gray area. I mean, Baruch Hashem, in this case, it isn't. In other words, I mean, there's a Bulshami, which not all the Rishonim had.
Right.
And if the Rishonim would have said the Bulshami, they certainly would have read the Gemara differently. It says the Chazon Ish, that's Machriya. That's Machriya. You're raising an interesting question is, because, I mean, if in other words, the question you're raising is that if, in fact, actually, you know, that makes sense, how come, why should you need the Bulshami? Because, in other words, see the Goyim makes a second argument. You have to understand that the Goyim's argument, there's a second argument for the Goyim. The Goyim says, look, clearly the 12 hours of the day go from Nes to Shkia. Because look, Chazal say that in Nisan and Tishrei, the days and nights are equal. Says the Goyim, the Metzias says, the Chayim tell us that that's only true if I measure the day from Nes to Shkia. Didn't Rashi know that?
Maybe Rashi didn't know that. He was in Yerushalayim.
What?
Rashi was never in Yerushalayim.
Excuse me?
Rashi was never in Yerushalayim.
He
may not
have
known that.
But the Gemara, I don't know, whatever it is. But the Goyim says clearly, that in other words, the Chayim tell us,
right.
That in fact that you know that if you measure the day from Omer Shachar to Tzeis, right. you get 16 hours. So that's the Metzius. That's the Metzius. That's yeah. The Goyim wants to claim.
It's not clear that rabbis living in France and Germany.
Well, let me get a question. France and Germany, from Nes to Shkia.
In Nissan.
In Nissan?
I don't know.
What is it?
It's going to depend on the latitude.
No, near the equator will be 12 hours, but in France, up north.
No, near the equator, it's always 12 hours.
Right, it's always 12 hours.
As you go further north, then it's going to shift more by the seasons until you get to the.
But I'm asking, wait, in Nissan and Tishrei, in France.
Further north.
You're in England, right? In England.
I've been there.
It's
Shaif that could be from. From Tzeis to.
Where is it?
From Alos to Tzeis, it's Shaif it could be 12 hours. Nissan?
Certainly not Nissan. The day of anything could be longer. I my understanding of the going is that even in England, during Nissan and during Tishrei,
right.
It's 12 hours. Only from Nes to Shkia. If that's true, that's the Metzius.
It's certainly not true everywhere in the world. Yeah. It's certainly going to vary based on location.
Vary, but how much? In other words, it's going to be close to 12 hours. Is it going to be 16 hours?
If you get to the Arctic Circle. If you get to Oslo.
I don't know exactly, but I'm missing the question is, in France.
I don't know. I have to look on.
Okay, so this is
sorry. Smani.org.
The Goyim seems to indicate, once again, the Goyim seems to indicate, that in Nishin and Tishrei, the guy is Shekel Mufosa. The guy seems to indicate that Nishin and Tishrei, if I measure it, the only way I get 12 hours is from Neis to Shkia.
Right. And he's saying that even in Vilna.
Yeah. Vilna, I think, is more north than
France
and Germany.
Correct.
For sure. That's 12 hours. So that's a Metzius.
If that's true, it's a Pella.
Which means, it's a Pella. The guy was on from Metzius. What do you say about that? There's two arguments he's making. In other words, if I had two ways of learning the Gemara instead of Dalon Alfam Psachim, so how would I learn? I would certainly learn. I mean, let's assume that, you know, without laws of generality, the Gemara is also speaking about Nisan and Tishrei. So I would learn to go from Nisan to Shkia. The Gemara is Machria. So in other words, the Goyim has some very, very strong arguments here. And come to Chazanish, you know, it's even more so. I mean, when the Gemara speaks about Chatzais and Plaga Mincha, how are they measuring these things? They saw where the sun was in the sky.
How do they measure in the winter time when they don't see the sun? Well, I mean, different seasonal changes. I mean,
you can see the sun in the winter time. I mean, when it's raining and snowing, you can. But I mean, you can see the sun in the winter time. You clearly see the sun in the winter time. I mean, they only had exact measurements. Plaga Mincha. What's Plaga Mincha?
I mean, they made mistakes. They thought they davened Derev Shabbat.
That's because it was cloudy. There were times they didn't... Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, in other words, but I think what emerges from Chazon Ish, the guy what emerges, there are two very powerful arguments. Besides the Gemara, you know, the Gemara, you have actually a very, you know, you have a logical Metzius argument. It's Metzius. But in other words, but the fact is, Chazon Ish, as far as concerns, a reading of the Gemara, which is clearly mucha. In other words, we have explicit Yerushalmi, right? Which the Yerushalmi clearly didn't see. This is Mechvil Allah. Can I get the Rishonim?
How do we assume that the Rishonim didn't see it, rather than the fact that maybe they did see it and just passed on like the Bavli or disregarded the Yerushalmi? And maybe they understood them at Seus, but then this is some type of halachic reality, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you the truth. You can even argue more so. The Gemara inside the Gimel, to be Labetz Chosan Rashi, inside the Gimel of Beis, the Gemara says clear in Psachim. Inside the Gimel of Beis in Psachim, the Gemara says explicitly, right, that the 40 mil are going from Amar Shachet to Tzeis. And when the Gemara is a Kash Tad Dam al Aleph, all the Gemara says is 4 mil and not 5 mil. In other words, this second kasha, which the Goyim claims, the Gemara is asking, on Rav Chana and Rav Yochanan, is what Van Neumann would have said, a hidden variable. It's not there in the Gemara, there's no indication. There's no indication. In fact, Ula, in Zagula Beis, clearly says that we're measuring the 10% of the 40 meal from Amar Shachet to Tzeis. In other words, Rashi seems to be the pashas of the Gemara. Look, Rashi says what he says. I don't see the Rishon arguing with Rashi. The Paz Gemara is like that. I would say, with great humility, that the ego argument of the guy is from the 12 hours. In other words, if I look at my watch and I count 12 hours, during this edition where Chazal themselves said that this edition are equal, even Rashi and the Chumri says like that, right? By the Menayla, right? That's only from Neis to Shkia.
Russian questions are equal?
Here he says, Yemi...
No, he says the opposite, Tevin and Tishrei.
Right.
Tevin and Tumlis.
Right, which means in what? The rabbi understood that Nisan and Tishrei
are equal. No, it's probably going to be the longest day then.
No. What I'm saying is...
The longest and shortest day.
Yeah, but it's a medley.
It's equinox.
No, but they were aware of the fact that day changes. So everybody knows that the day is equal in Nisan and Tishrei. That's a Metzius. But the going actually means a medley, that Nisan and Tishrei are equal. What does the Rashi say over there? Okay, look at the Lashon of the Rashi. It's not only in Nishan and Tisha, but also in Tavis and the Talmuds. In any case, we all agree that day and night are equal, right? Okay, so look at the watch. The God is claiming it's Shekel Mufosa. There's 12 hours from Nitzah Shkia. There aren't 12 hours from Omer Shachat Tzitzis. It's 16 hours of the Goy. Everybody will tell you that. That seems to me to be the Ikka argument of the Goy. What Rashi is saying is connected to Matzias.
And is Gaon saying this in Vilna, in Eretz Yisrael, in...
I think it's in Vilna too! Look, Goy Kishore is saying it in Vilna. The Goy is in Tichoynim, all everybody will tell you this.
So would he would for this to be accurate or to be valid, would the Gaon have had to go around and research all the other places?
He doesn't have to, because the Goy says that he was living in Vilna, right? It's certainly true, where in Worms, in France, in Germany, wherever Rashi was, right? I mean, that's the Basileus. The reality is that there are 12 hours from Nes Tishkia. The Gemara can make they can't make a claim otherwise.
I would say
that's the guides. Mm-hmm. It can attack. What you're saying is connected to the Metziah, connected to the reality. And the Chazanish pins it on the reading of the Gemara. And the Chazanish has a Svara, which is a clearly beautiful Svara, that Chazal clearly calculated things where the sun is, which is the Nes Tishkia calibration. But the fact is that the, in my opinion, what's mukhak in the Goyen's argument is just look at your watch.
I wanted to say this before, you didn't like it, but I'll try again. That Rabbeinu Tam Shkia is also connected to the reality.
And a Chanabi, and the Goyen argues on that too.
Right.
The Goyen says, go look and see.
So they're clearly choices. That's nothing to the way you are.
Right.
Choices, just not interested.
Right.
In the visible reality.
Right, a Chanabi, right. Well, certainly not just Chanabi, but it'd be by the, whatever it is, even in France too, maybe. Maybe in the north, the Shkia was, because from Shkia to Tzeis can be longer when you get north.
True.
That's true. The guy mentions that over here, too. In other words, he says, Nes and Shkia. But in any case, we have here a very, very big central problem. I don't think the Chazal really addressed that.
The problem being that...
The Chazal's address is that, actually, when we speak about 12 hours, certainly in Tishkia and Nisa, we're speaking from Nes and Shkia. No one can deny that. In any case, we're not going to solve the issue over here. The achra of the Chazanish is clearly like the Goyen. And we see the halachic principles that are a clear, undisputed reading of the Gemara, even based upon a source, which is not turned to be shown in, nonetheless, according to the Chazanish, is machriel halach, again, all medieval commentaries. In any case, we're going to stop over here. We'll let you think about it. For an undisclosed place, we shall be Rakodesh, called to Chakosha V'Sameach.